It amazes me how my skin color is a factor. Having to mention this monstrosity of a problem ignites a fire in my soul, and it's full of disgust. Disgusted of the fact that racism has created boundaries that are completely foolish, but foolishly real. Since the beginning of my time, I heard, "Look at your skin, son. They're out to see you fail." And never forget what happened, Stephen. I take it all in, but I see the future. I will never forget the past. My ancestors suffered, clinging onto dear life, to let me see another day. And like a knight, I wear my armor of the past with pride. But sometimes, you gotta let that armor go, and never forget why. Letting that go and stepping out into the world as a boy. Not a black boy, not a white, Mexican, or Asian boy, but stepping out into this world as a boy and not letting this hatred consume us. My skin color will not define my limit, and a lousy excuse because of your appearance is the epitome of why racism exists. So the racist policeman pulled you over. Prove him wrong. Prove him that you are not that violent beast, uneducated criminal he portrays you as. But most of all, prove yourself and your ancestors that what they fought for was worth it. Old habits die hard. So let them fear us. Let them fear the new world and our triumph. Their old ways shall not infringe what we fought for. And one African American proverb once said, "There is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm."